What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we're going to be playing 21 questions, baby.
What?
Woo!
Yes. Yes. This topic was chosen by our listeners on Patreon. So thanks for voting for this. We're looking forward to this one.
Yeah. I'm excited. I feel like we're going to have a little virtual slumber party. And it's
yes.
Yeah.
That's always good. And we have a quotable that has been submitted by one of our listeners, Richard. And the quote is, if you don't love you, how do you expect anybody else to? Classic, Richard.
Classic.
Classic.
God damn it, Richard.
So why, true.
Why Simple. Does everything always come back to that? You know, I feel like everything always comes back to like, do you love yourself? Like that's like the root of all problems.
Right.
Unless you're a narcissist.
Good point.
Like maybe tone it down.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Love yourself a little less, okay?
Yeah.
I love in some other people too. Throw that in there. But yeah, if you guys want to submit your quotables to get on the show, you can sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/selfhelpless if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, should we just jump right into it?
I'm excited to learn some more shit about you guys that I might not know, which is crazy because we've been recording a weekly episode together for 3 years, yet I still find out all kinds of fun stuff.
You're the one, I think, of the three of us that we tend to find out the most of like, wait, what? Like, how did we not know that? And it's some crazy news story. Yeah.
Also, Kelsey and I turn everything into bits.
That's true.
So, I mean, we can't hide anything from anybody. And Delaney will be like, oh, I forgot to mention this thing happened.
Good point.
All right. Okay.
Question number one. How much do you change when no one else is around?
A fucking great question.
Man, they're not fucking around. They came, they're coming in hot.
Coming in really hot, dude.
I don't know. No one's there to tell me.
I can see a difference in myself. I become more introverted and quieter.
Well, you're not talking
when
to
there's
anybody.
No, yeah, when there's no one to talk to. I get quiet when I'm by myself.
What a blonde answer. I'm really quiet when no one's around. And so in that way, I am different.
You know what's so funny? When I think of no one else being around, I still picture Cam here. With me.
I see.
I was kind of thinking of like, you know, friends, other family, coworkers, that kind of stuff.
No, but like in complete solitude, like no one else is around. Are you different?
Are you guys different?
I usually just fall to the floor like a tree in the forest. But if no one's there to see it, did you even melt down? Did that even happen?
You just close the door behind you and slowly slide your back down until you're sitting on the floor.
Ooh, the depression slide.
The depression slide. Not as fun as a playground one, but, you know. I for sure, you know, I mean, obviously our listeners know now that I live alone. I've gotten to know myself quite a bit in the last 4 months of like, oh yeah, me. It's weird. I talk to myself a lot. I
really
didn't realize that would be a thing. But if you're just alone all the time, I don't know. I just kind of find myself, I can't even think of something I would say to myself right now, but I talk to my cats and I talk to myself. Wow, that sentence, I wish I hadn't shared that.
Touching me and Delaney on the phone after this recording, like, Kelsey's fucking losing it.
Somebody.
Oh my God. Sentence is so sad.
I was going to say though, we spend a lot of time, I mean, we used to spend a lot of time alone in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So I mean, are you different in a hotel room? I probably talk to myself a lot in hotel rooms too.
Yeah. This is just such an extended period. It's just ongoing. Not only do I live alone now, but it's still quarantine, still pandemic. So I'm not having like daily interaction with people. So, I don't know. I think I'm different.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I don't know if I'm different.
I might be more confident alone.
Sure.
Because there's no one to disappoint.
Of course.
I really love alone time. So I think I feel a lot more at peace alone. Mm, yeah. Like, I think, you know, even like if Cam being here, he likes to have the TV on and computer stuff and all that stuff running, which is fine. That's like what he enjoys. But if he's not here, it's like quiet. I don't have shit on in my home. It is just me and my thoughts in a bathtub. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe that's how I change, is like if I have control over the environment, it is very calming and peaceful and not a lot of stimulation.
Yeah. I'm still working on trying to not be self-conscious. Well, sorry, my cat put her
butthole
on camera. I'm so sorry about that. How incredibly rude. I'm trying to work on being less self-conscious around people about certain things. So like when I'm here in the apartment, I'll sing really loudly and I'll dance and I'll, you know, love it. That makes me very happy. But like if you get me in a car around friends or family and a song comes on the radio, I'm just like, like I'll sing along very, very quietly, very like kind of shy about that stuff. So I'm very different in that way, I suppose. Yeah.
Dude. Well, now I feel like, why don't I sing when I'm by myself? I'm not even confident by myself to sing to a song. Like,
oh, my neighbors probably hate me.
I mean, I think it's weird that Delaney, you go for walks without like headphones in or anything. But maybe that's weird. Kelsey, when you take a walk by yourself, do you put in headphones or do you just walk?
I almost always put in headphones, but sometimes I will. If I feel like I need to really think something out, I'll go on a walk without music.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, I never do that. I feel like I always have something in my ears.
Yeah.
Trying to forget.
I walk in silence, and the only reason I have my phone on me is for emergencies. I don't look at my phone because it's my walks are my way of like trying to erase all the clutter in my head and try to like be present. And for me, I don't know, the stimulation will not get me in the right space.
Yeah.
Mm. That was a good question.
That was a good question. Ooh, I think this will be hard. Who would play you in the movie version of your life?
Julia Stiles, because that's what people tell me I look like. That's who people tell me I look like.
I get that too, which is where I see it more with you. I do. I get Julia Stiles. I get Sarah Chalk a lot from Scrubs.
I gotta look that up.
Oh,
yeah.
The big eyes.
I don't think my Sarah eyes are that big.
Chalk.
Are you for fucking real? You don't think your eyes are big? Your eyes are gigantic.
Oh, you got big eyes, Taylor.
It's just because the rest of my face is so big. It just matches the rest of my face. So I'm like, they have to be.
We just talked about this on the episode we just recorded about how like bad women are at taking compliments, that we immediately find a way to shit all over it. And we're just like, no, absolutely not. I will not accept this. And that's like exactly what just happened. You know, you took a compliment and then found not only a way to say no to that compliment, but insult yourself in another way that's attached to that compliment. It's like kind of amazing.
We've talked a lot about both of you guys having big old eyes and big old lips, and they're beautiful. And I got little tiny eyes and little tiny lips.
No, you don't.
We are not turning this episode into shitting on ourselves. That's
true.
No, we are not.
We are lifting each other up and ourselves. I love my lips and my eyeballs. Mm. Let me get closer.
Oh my God. Now Taylor and I are going to have a phone call afterward about that, because now we're concerned.
Delaney doesn't know how big her eyes are. I feel like people have asked this question. I'm going to say Jennifer Lawrence, because I feel like it should be somebody who could play you, but way better. You know, like Margot Robbie played that skater, that ice skater.
Tonya Harding,
and everybody was pissed because they're like, she's too hot to be Tonya Harding, and it's like, it's a movie.
Yeah, you know? Come on now. I would be delighted. I mean, you know, you guys know Margot Robbie's my number one female.
I was gonna say,
I would be fucking delighted, but I would say maybe like Amy Adams.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know, Amy. I like Amy Adams because she's like, she seems like cool, but she also seems kind of like fierce. I don't know, like she could. I just love her. I think she's great.
Oh, people tell me I look like people tell me I look like a Rosamund Pike.
I had to look
her up.
I can see that. Yeah,
I can see somebody, that
Gone Girl.
Somebody has said Rosamund Pike, and then I've gotten a young Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that for sure.
I'm really just going off looks, not anything personality wise. People's personality, I don't really know them, so I'm not really sure who I would want to play me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, this one is this next one is very funny. How useful would you be in a zombie apocalypse?
Not at all.
Count me out, man.
You know what? I see myself as like maybe kind of like a healer or something. Like somebody comes to me when they've been like bludgeoned with a speeder or something. I'm like, here's some peppermint oil. And you know, like the.
You think that's going to fix a spear wound?
Yeah.
So you think zombies use spears?
Yeah, you want to wave a crystal over a fucking bullet hole? You think that's going to go well?
I'll be like the DIY doctor that can't really help you, but maybe makes you feel better in the moment. But as far as like weaponry or fighting, not going to be my skill set.
I mean, yeah, you guys know I would be the first to be eaten.
You're so small. I mean,
oh, my allergies. What am I?
Oh. Yeah, you picked the wrong berry. You're toast. Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. I probably wouldn't even get killed by zombies. I just like accidentally kill myself by eating like somebody's peanut butter cracker for survival. Yeah.
Wipe yourself with some poison ivy or something.
Yeah, that's how I'm going. I feel like you'd dig deep and you'd be like kind of a warrior.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I just get so angry probably.
Yeah.
You could drop kick some stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, we watched the Bruce Lee documentary a while ago, and I was like, I gotta learn how to fight. Like anytime you watch anything. We watched Birds of Prey recently too, and I was like, I gotta learn how to fight, but nothing's open. So you can't. And Sam goes, we'll watch a YouTube video. I'm like, you can't learn to fight from YouTube. You can't learn martial arts from YouTube.
No.
Can try. I mean, they can't be there to correct you, but you can at least try the movements.
I guess maybe
it's not the same.
I worry about Kelsey on the road, even because you're just so small. Like,
I worry about you on the road. I mean,
I worry about both of you guys. I worry about both of you guys on the road because I'm not on the road. You are.
We're all small, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Who would you
most like? You know.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, like, someone could put you in a trunk and, like, still have room for their golf clubs. Like, you're, like, that small. So I worry about you. You're really little.
I mean, in the vein of trying to take a compliment, I'm going to say thank you. But, you know, I live alone, woman. These aren't the type of things.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, you're saving your house. You're doing Zoom shows.
Am I? I don't know that, but thank you. I'll take the compliment.
You're both bite-sized people. I have some height on you, so I might be a little bit, you know, more equipped.
That's true. You do have some height.
All right, okay. This next one.
Okay, who would you most like to sit next to on a 10-hour flight, and why?
Nobody.
Somebody who does not talk for 10 hours. That's fucking who.
Somebody who was recently tested.
Yes. Beyonce. I mean, I'll always say Beyonce.
Oh, that's a good one.
You guys know that.
Like a celebrity? Oh shit.
Yes.
What
do you think these questions are about? You gotta dream big.
They did not specify living or dead, so I'm gonna say Jesus because I have a lot of questions for him.
You would.
You would
pick Jesus. Cool. Way to make everybody else feel like a piece of shit who doesn't pick Jesus.
I'm so curious about this man. I have so many questions. Like, here's what I've learned about your life. Can you please confirm?
You know who I pick? God. So suck it.
Yeah, well, I pick Buddha. So we'll all call each other and compare notes.
Okay. Next one.
What are two things you should know how to do, but don't? Oh, I mean,
oh God.
Fight and forgive. Physically fight and emotionally forgive.
Funny how those two things go hand in hand too, you know? Fight and forgive.
Oh my God.
Wow, you went, it's so interesting, like, where our minds go, because mine went to, like, how to change a tire.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Don't know mine, how to change a tire.
Dude, mine went to some really dumb basic bitch shit. I'm like, I don't know how to bake things because I don't like following recipes. So I've never done any kind of baked goods. And if I have, they have been very burnt and very gross.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah, so I should probably learn how to bake at some point. But for me, if I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'm already upset to be there because I don't like cooking. So I don't want to do any kind of reading or measuring of any kind. I just want to kind of throw things in and you know, be as creative as possible. So I'm not a baker. Mm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. This got less and less useful.
It really did.
I mean, change of tire is really good. Change of tire is probably the best one, honestly. That's what
you know what?
Said.
Like, invest in something, like some financial stuff,
stocks,
right? We were kind of talking about stocks and things, and that's probably something I should fucking know how to do better.
Yeah, for sure. What's something you've done that you wish you could undo?
We don't have time.
We do not
for this question. Next week we will talk about regrets.
Oh my God. If I could go on a time machine, I would go back to that fucking hair salon that was offering the free facial waxing that day that started my huge, like, facial acne infection that turned into antibiotics, that turned into candida, that turned into now I can never eat pizza or burgers or bread for the rest of my life.
That's a great one.
That day, I would undo that day for sure.
That's a really good one. You know, I'm going to get a little bit, I'll be honest, I don't know if I have any regrets because I like where I'm at and everything led me here, all that. But obviously, anybody who I've ever hurt in the past, I wish I could undo that, but that also.
Okay, Jesus.
Again, I know. Literally, as the second she was like, I mean, I don't have regrets. I was like, oh, God, again. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, making mistakes helps you grow and all that nonsense. So, you know, I feel like the personal growth happened, but I can't think of a specific moment. That's a good one, Kelsey, for you. But like, I know, I can't think of something that, like, if I changed that moment, my life now would be very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of those either. This is a small one, but when I did the Tonight Show the last time, I left my hair down and that felt weird. Also, I just didn't like, I didn't get in the zone beforehand and I felt a little off the whole time. I mean, Kelsey knows, I called her right afterwards just going like, I ruined it. And then also I said in the setup to my engagement jokes, like, it's okay, it wasn't that sad, which is like so untrue.
Oh, oh like, man.
When I hadn't said that, because I'm like, that came off so flippant and like, it doesn't matter at all. But like, I don't know. I think about that sometimes where I'm like, I wish, and I'd never said it that way before. I'd be like, it's okay. Well, everything happens for a reason. And instead I was just like, it's fine. It's not that sad. That's like the worst thing that's ever happened to me, arguably. So yeah, maybe that. And then beyond that, yeah, I feel like Delaney, I just wouldn't change anything because everything led me to this point and I'm perfect.
Okay, Jesus. Fine. You guys want one? Listen, I got my eyebrows waxed one time when I was 15 and they freaking took a chunk of my freaking eyebrow out with it. So that's one thing that I could go back and undo, and I haven't got my eyebrows waxed since.
You mean they took a chunk of your skin?
They took, yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. Ooh. Yeah, they took a freaking chunk of my skin and I have a little divot or whatever in my freaking eyebrow. That's one of
that's
them.
That's so fucked up.
So they took my freaking skin. All right, I could go back. There you go. You like that? You guys proud of that one?
That's
a good one.
That's better.
Yeah. No, I wish everything I wish I could undo is like, oh, I wish, it's mostly like, I wish I'd handled this breakup better. Like, if I look back at all my breakups, I'm like, I wish you just like had like, I've never had like a clean, I've had like one clean break and everything else has been very messy and like back and forth.
Right.
And I'd like to be the type of person who's just like, nope, this is not the right thing. And it's, we're done now. Like, you know, those people who are really good at it.
Yeah.
You know? Especially like, I don't know, Kelsey, like you've been handling your breakup so well, I feel like. And so watching that has been like, oh, okay. I'm learning some stuff.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to be triggering.
No, I mean, you being well-adjusted is very triggering for me. And how dare you? But yeah, just the fear of abandonment and loss and all that stuff that makes you go like makes you hold on, even though you shouldn't stay in something. And like, just watching you like go through a breakup during a pandemic was like, honestly, very inspiring. Not to compliment you too much, because we hate that.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. Keep them coming.
Yeah, so nice. Oh, you're know what? I honestly, I feel like if I was asked this question a few years back, I would have had a list of things. But I feel like now it's like all my mistakes, I kind of use them in a way now that I didn't use to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. What do most people think about you that is absolutely not true?
That's a fucking good one.
Most people think, I don't know if they're most people. When people on Instagram refer to me either kindly or unkindly as a celebrity, I'm like, you don't know what that is. That's the only thing that comes to mind.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, but isn't everything,
But isn't everything people think about you subjective?
Yeah, but I think celebrity status in particular is subjective. Like, you know, obviously that's why there's like A-list celebrities, B-list celebrities, like they're to certain people, like a certain person might be a celebrity in their eyes and maybe not others, but like you are certainly a celebrity. And like,
you guys want the definition?
You know what I mean? Oh my God. Yeah. What is the textbook definition?
Okay. What makes a person a celebrity? A celebrity is a person who is well known and gets lots of public attention. Or attention from other people. A person whom the public knows, such as a person in government, might be well known, but not a celebrity, unless something else makes them interesting to other people.
I feel like a government official. I feel like people who are really involved know who I am, and most people still don't.
Oh, you know what? That was a real fucked up definition I found. I found a better one. It's just a celebrity, a famous person.
But famous is subjective. Like, like Kelsey, if she saw like her favorite YouTube beauty blogger walking down the street, she'd be like, and we'd be like, I know, she's really hot. And you're like, you don't understand.
That's true. Yeah. There's different categories, different little niches of like, yeah. Especially it's so weird with like the YouTube beauty world, because people can have millions, literally millions of followers and walk down the street and not be recognized.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this, yeah. The state of being well-known. There you go.
Yeah, I don't have anything that most people think about me that isn't true. What about you guys? Do you have anything?
Oh, I think I confuse people sometimes being like really into makeup and really into beauty stuff, but also really into like sports and things like foosball, because those two things don't seem to intersect for a lot of people. So I've had people, when I say, oh yeah, I'm either doing the makeup course or love makeup, I've had people comment and be like, I thought you were a tomboy. And then I have to be like, oh, like, well, I know I love sports, but I also love this too. So I think I've gotten both of those sort of compliments, or not even compliments, but like confusions of like, oh, wait, I thought you were this, but not this. So that's maybe one way that people think I'm something I'm not. I don't know.
I think I know Delaney's. A lot of people still think you do stand up.
Oh my God. So fucking true. Yeah. Dude, so true. I mean, I'm getting asked to be booked on these virtual shows that are happening. I'm like, hey, thanks so much. I left 2 years ago. So best of luck, you know?
So funny. God, yeah. 2 years later, still getting requests. That's
2 years ago. Yeah.
How good you were.
That's how good Delaney was. No.
That's just how you know, everybody is, you know, you're obviously so focused on your own career, which you have to be, that, you know, if once you're a comedian, you're like, yeah, they're always going to be a comedian probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't really think to look outside of that, maybe. I don't know.
Or your comedy left a lasting impression on people.
Oh my God, right. I can't take a compliment. Look at this. Look at us.
Look at us.
You know what? Yeah. They probably thought I was fucking great. There
you go. Boy.
Oh, I was going to say my real one is that what people they think about me that it's not true is, since going vegan, people just assume that I live a life of deprivation and no fun and no tasty food. It's very strange, very, very strange, the questions I get asked, but, every meal I have is delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious and tasty. And I think that's a weird misconception now. So
for sure.
I feel like the next question is just, what's something you could undo all over again? So
yeah, should we skip that
maybe
one?
Let's skip that one.
Yeah.
Next one is, you have $1,000 to burn, all your friends are busy, and you have the whole day to yourself. What do you do?
Oh, hit the spa, baby. That's $1,000. Oh, just get everything. Get everything on the spa menu. That would be the best.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, for me, look, you guys are gonna make fun of me. I'm like, okay.
If you say donate it, I will punch you in the throat. Don't you dare.
And if this is disposable income, what percentage do I donate this or do I not? Because I donate a percentage of my disposable income. So if this is part of it, you take that off the top.
Are you trying to improve? This is a game we're playing. We're playing a game for our podcast episode. This is not Miss America. There are no judges here scoring you between the three of us. Have some fucking fun with your $1,000.
Would $1,000 buy world peace?
If I donate 10%, let's say I give $100 away, I got $900 left. $900 absolutely will get you a great day at like Burke Williams or some shit. You could do the tub, you do a massage, like hot stone, you sit in all the amenities, and then I would feed myself a nice lunch, and then that would be it. So spa day as well.
Oh, are you going to pretend like we had the same answer and that you didn't just make me feel like a piece of shit for using all of my $1,000 on myself? Hey, our friendship's over by the end of this podcast, I tell you what.
I got to tell people how this goes in my brain. This is my brain. This is how it works.
What a nightmare. Jesus, have some 10%, fun.
10% off the top, no big deal. You got $900 left.
Yeah, you're going to tithe. You're tithing. That's what a tithe is. Are you a Christian now?
Yeah, what happened?
Happened.
You know, I donate a percentage of my annual income.
By month by month?
I have monthly and annual set up.
Oh, but interesting. I don't have annual. I just have like a monthly payments that you set up to forget about.
I do both different things.
Wow.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to give... I don't even know how to answer this now because there's no way.
Forget it. Just have fun with it. No tithing.
No.
You just have fun with it. We are having fun with it and you're ruining all the fun.
I would give all of mine to the first homeless person I saw. Let's move on.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm not answering first for the rest of this episode. It's a trap. And it's taken 10 questions, but I've learned you guys go first.
Okay, instead of donating, I'll take that $100 and I'd get myself a pedicure of some kind.
No, you can't take it back. No, you can't take it back.
You're done.
This is, okay. What is the most unusual fear you have?
I have one.
What?
It's not a fear, but it's a really weird habit that I have.
Of not being able to donate?
Not be able to donate all of my money.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm afraid I'm not self-actualized.
Okay, I do something really weird, and so many people have caught me doing this. Anytime I take a cup out of the cupboard, I blow in it to get any dust particles out. I'm really afraid of like putting water or a drink in a mug and having something in there like dust or dirt or like remnants of old food or coffee or something. And so I blow it and then I put my drink in.
You don't rinse it?
Sometimes I will rinse it, but if I don't rinse it, I will blow it. And actually, okay. This fucking backfired last week, and Cam was like, what the fuck happened? I blew into a mug, and there was leftover salt in there from when Cam had made a margarita, and the salt flew right into my eyes and burned my fucking eyes.
Oh my God.
So A, it's necessary, I learned, and B, it also backfired, and now I have to close my eyes when I do it.
No, you just have to rinse out the cup. Yeah.
No, that's not, no. Close you didn't it. Learn from that situation properly.
I usually do rinse it out, but for sometimes I blow it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's about the amount of time I feel like I have.
That's hilarious.
Wow, see, I mean, this is what we predicted. We were like, maybe we're going to learn things about each other. We didn't know. I didn't know you were doing that.
I didn't know you were doing that either.
Every time, every mug, every cup, and anybody's home as well, not just my home.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't feel like any of my fears are unusual. I feel like they're all, I feel like it's just unusual to be this afraid of everything.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah. I shared when my like I don't know OCD anxiety was at its worst for a time in high school that I was afraid somebody had like spiked my water at the airport.
Oh yeah, right.
I still get freaked out about that, about like somebody like contaminating a beverage.
You guys both have some beverage shit.
I know. I swear it's from it's just from watching Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig, and that scene where he puts the point in, it like makes his heart stop and he goes into cardiac arrest. That scene is so fucking terrifying. It seems so realistic. I just like, ugh, that's a weird fear.
I'm scared to take a girls trip to Europe because of Taken.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cause my dad's not a badass.
I mean,
so
that's a hard, what's high bar.
What's he gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite TV show? Ooh, that's a hard one.
Easy one for Kelsey.
My favorite comedy is The Office. Favorite non-comedy is Breaking Bad.
That's good.
And then
there's
Sex
so
in the
many
City
good TV shows.
Guys, I don't have an answer for this. I thought about this and I don't have an answer. Nothing sticks out. Because I feel like I have a favorite TV show for that period of time. Or
you
that
guys
month.
Have, like, just go to favorite TV shows?
I have too many.
Dude, I'm one of those weird people. I don't know if other people do this. I don't rewatch stuff.
Oh,
I don't rewatch movies, and I don't rewatch TV shows. If I've seen it, I've seen it, and I want to move on to something new. And that's that.
See, this is what The Road does to you.
Yeah.
Because The Road will just make you rewatch things to feel safe again. Like, The Office, Parks and Rec, and 30 Rock. Just on a loop.
On a loop.
Like crazy. And then, you know, during quarantine, I have never seen Seinfeld or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And Sam has, and those are two of his favorites. So we've been watching those, and those are like, I'm like, oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
And then, like non-comedy, I don't know. I watched Gilmore Girls growing up, so I'll still watch that occasionally to like calm down because it makes me feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
And I mean, Mad Men, Sopranos, like there's so many good shows.
My favorite show growing up was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So I'll tell you that one.
That
was my favorite.
Out.
That was my favorite.
That makes sense.
Doesn't that feel right? That feels right.
That does feel right.
This is a good one. What's the most ridiculous argument you've had?
Oh my God. I mean,
I can think
Sam?
Of
you get him.
My best friend Kelly and I got into a huge fight going into sixth grade. And the fight was done over AOL Instant Messenger. Don't know if you guys recall.
Oh, yeah. ASL, baby.
Yes.
Intrex location.
Oh, my God. And, you know, everybody was doing their back-to-school shopping, and Vans had released these new shoes that were, like, white, and then the V was holographic, and she and I were both really excited about these Vans that had a holographic pink and blue V, and they were clearly the cuter one over the one that had like the blue, green, yellow V. And she was like, I'm getting the pink and blue one. And I was like, but I want to get the pink and blue one. And she was like, but I already said I was going to. And I was like, well, so that means I have to get the ugly one. And then she goes, I'm going to get both. And I was like, turn into the dumbest. That was a sincere fight that she and I had, was over fucking shoes in sixth grade.
Funny.
So that to me is probably the most ridiculous fight I've ever had in my entire life.
That's
Dude,
so funny.
That's so good. Wow.
I mean, Sam and I have had so many dumb COVID-related ones that are just like, wash your hands longer, like stuff like that. I mean, that we did one of the early couples in quarantine videos we did was the one where he got annoyed with me for coughing near him. And then I was like, you literally came on me earlier today. Like we had sex. Do you really think you're not going to get it if I have something? That was a real fight we had that became a sketch. Cause I was like, that hurts my feelings. I was like, so mad, which is so stupid. Yeah. Just a lot of that, just like stupid, like cleaning fights and stuff. Like, we'd fight about like doing dishes where he's like, well, I'm just not going to cook anymore because I don't want to do the dishes. And I was like,
oh my God.
we're just so many dumb fights where I just come home. Like, it's not, why is this dirty? And it's like, you have so little control over anything that you're just like, if something has dust on it, then my whole day's ruined. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of one. I can't think of those are good. I don't know.
You've never made a mistake. You and Cam don't fight. You're going to hang out with Jesus.
Your relationship's perfect. Cool.
When I fight, it's about a big one. That's when I'm like, listen, yeah. You sit down. This is what we need to talk about. But yeah. I don't know. I can't think of us. I've won the Vans shoes is really funny. I'm sure I got
so stupid.
Oh, I remember just being in elementary school and I came to school one day and none of my friends talked to me for the whole day. And I found out that one of them basically said, just let's all be mad at Delaney for the day and just don't talk to her. And there was no reason behind it. Yeah.
Kids are the little
I don't
worst.
Know what the reason
oh
was. But then like a day or two later, everything was fine. And I was just like, okay.
Getting an early jump on middle school, those kids.
Yeah. For real, the mind game.
Somebody decided, this will be fun. Let's be a fucking piece of shit.
That is so fucked up.
So weird. Or maybe there was a reason they didn't tell me, but that was it.
Oof, that's a sad one.
That is a sad one. I wrote in my freaking journal, and I had like all caps letters that so-and-so is being a B-I-T-C-H in all caps in my hot pink cheetah print journal. I was very upset for about a day and a half.
I also like that you guys picked like kid fights, and I was like, I mean, yesterday. Lysol wipe down the groceries.
The relationship ones, I feel like there's so like
so many. How do you pick?
Yeah, when I told Kane, when I told Kane I pee in the shower, and he was like horrified, and that was like a whole big argument of like
he was horrified.
He was so. I mean, I turned it into a whole bit because it was like I thought we were gonna like bond over it. Like, hey, like. We've been doing, you know, been together all these years. Thought I'd let you know right now. I pee in the shower. And I thought he'd be like, oh yeah, me too. Cool. And he was like, what? Gross. Like, that means that every time I shower, I've just been standing in your pee. And I was like,
no.
The water takes it down right away. Like, it's all the same. And that's in the joke. I'm like, you're acting like I walk into our bathroom, drop my pants, stand in the shower, and just piss on dry porcelain like a serial killer. Yeah. And then get out and just leave you a puddle of urine like a feral cat. It's like, what are you talking about? So shit like that, that was just like, over the course of an 8-year relationship, there's so many ridiculous arguments.
Hilarious.
They're like, why are we even arguing about this? That is, for some reason, like the fight in sixth grade with Kelly stands out more to me. Because it's like, that's too many things to like scrub through a relationship of, you know?
Okay, Cam caught me doing something recently that's really embarrassing. It wasn't a fight, but it was more just like, you're fucking disgusting.
Oh God, what? I'm already scared. My stomach's in knots.
Listen, have you ever been just really comfortable like on the couch or something and you're just too lazy to get up and maybe you're like crying at a TV show a little bit and you just use your hair to wipe your you just like wipe your own, maybe your eyes too instead of getting up to get a tissue. Anyone?
How absorbent is your hair
right now? What if I just left the Zoom meeting and I moved back to Washington and you guys never heard from me again?
No, this is, nobody else does this. Please tell me.
No,
Instagram
not one time.
Absolutely not.
Do not Instagram message her.
I don't know why, but I just, that has been a weird initial reaction for a couple instances.
Okay. The lack of respect that you have for your hair, and by extension, Kelsey and I, is insane.
Does the woman who's doing your hair for your wedding, have you had her sign like a separate contract for like bio warfare? Because like, you are gonna be responsible for illness.
You know, I haven't even booked somebody to do hair for my wedding.
You better get your shit together before you do. What?
You guys have never done this. Hilarious. If you guys were in a real tight spot.
No.
No.
Just like what? Your t-shirt?
Okay.
That's
by
different.
The way. Yeah. And you saying when you're in a real tight spot, You're on your fucking couch. Get up and get a Kleenex. Were you raised by wolves? It's not a tight spot. You're not on the side of a freeway with a broken down car. You're in your fucking living room.
Okay, listen. Do you think that my guttural, like my initial instinct to do that is the reason we have hair as human beings?
No. No. No.
No. Do not look to our ancestors for answers of why you are gross. Don't put this on anybody but you.
This is probably more just like sun, like blocking the sun and stuff when you're out, you know, collecting berries, probably.
You need to get into this century and use a goddamn Kleenex. What is up with you and your hair? I just don't understand.
You know what? God, to be fair, I really only do it if it's maybe like, I'm going to wash it anyway real soon.
All right.
Do you wipe with your hair?
You can do it.
You're going to wash? What are you talking about?
She honestly would if it could reach a bit.
Oh my God. Please, if any of our listeners do this, if you do this and you're not afraid to admit it, message me on Instagram.
If you're not afraid to admit it, you need to get into therapy.
You're going to get crickets.
That is insane. Oh my God. What do you wish people would stop asking you?
I wish Delaney
would stop asking us if we really have never done that.
Yeah.
Oh, kids is a good one. I wish people would stop asking how I come up with my skits.
Oh, the skits. Mm. Put this in your sketch, your skits, your bits.
I wish in more recent times that creepy weirdos on Instagram would stop asking if I'm divorced. That's been a real bummer, is people just being like too involved in my Instagram and like noticing that like the background of my videos is different than the background in Kane's videos or whatever. And then people just, ugh.
Oh, that's
trolly
gross.
People are the fucking worst. So
yeah,
be super dope if
I would say
asking that.
I want to make a clarification about the question. Not, hey, do you want to have kids? But the question, when are you having kids? Just assuming that it's something I want and plan to do and basically should be doing it very soon. Just want to make that clarification.
Makes
sense.
What's the biggest lesson life has taught you?
Again, that's a big question.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die.
So nice. Optimism.
Remember that when you're.
Might as well wipe your fucking snot with your hair.
No. Under no circumstances. Should anybody ever
not even
that?
A real, not even in dire need. Well, the biggest lesson I've learned is that this is more on a serious note, that life is happening right now, not in the future. Like, I think we always say, in the future I'll do this, in the future I'll take that trip, in the future I'll talk to that person, and it's like, well, no, what you're living right now, that is your life. I always remember that quote that's so good, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. Like, you're here. Mm. You've arrived. This is it. This is it, people. So let's all spend it wisely, shall we?
That's a great one.
Yeah, love that one. Just probably that you can try and plan for the future, but like be ready to be adaptable. And I mean, obviously this fucking pandemic, I think, has taught everybody that.
Yeah.
Everybody had plans for 2020. And then I was like, never mind.
All right.
So
yes, I totally agree with that one. I think that's the lesson I've learned this year too. It's just like, be present. You can't expect or count on anything. And you gotta do your best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
What pictures or paintings or movies have had a big impact on you?
Pictures. Photos?
I don't like that question.
I don't love that question either.
Should we skip that question?
I actually have one. I don't have like a big movie, but one of the last movies I saw in theaters, I literally can't remember the name of it, so I'm sorry.
Sounds like it really had an impact.
There's a movie about a woman who was an architect and then basically had a big, she had like kind of like a whatever, quote unquote, failed project.
And where'd you go, stuck. Bernadette?
Oh, is that it? Yes, that
terrible
sounds it.
Film.
That's it. But you know what? I thought it was a fascinating to see what can happen to somebody because it's based on a true story, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if it's based on a true story. It's based on a novel.
Oh, it's based on a novel. Okay, maybe I don't know. But I thought it was interesting to see how somebody could be perceived as crazy or unwell or whatever, but really it's the fact that they're not creating what they love to create. They've kept that in, and so it's, you know, wreaked havoc on their life. That was a takeaway for me. It's like, really, it's really important to do what you love in some capacity.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the title of it, Taylor.
Yeah. I walked out of that movie.
Oh, really?
That on the road, yeah.
That shows you how many movies I see. Maybe one a year in the theater.
Crazy. You really are like my parents. Like, you see like 2 movies a year and you're like, that was good. And it's like, no, it was just really big. The screen was just really big. Movies are fun.
Big. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I think that's true. I think that's a good, I think you can get pretty much anything out, like you can get something out of any movie, even if it's like not the best for whatever reason. I feel like most movies I watch, I'm like, oh, that part makes it, you know. There are too many movies that have had a big impact on me for me to, oh my god, yeah.
I mean, what comes to your mind?
I don't know, man. I mean, in different ways. I mean, there are movies that make me go like, oh man, you can make something. Like, there's a movie called Columbus that's so good. And it's just like, it's just very quiet. It's like very quietly powerful and feels like sort of like a small independent movie. And it just like, I mean, I watch it like twice in 24 hours. And I just had a meeting with the production company that did it actually. And they also did like The Farewell, which was a huge success, obviously. But I was like, oh my god, Columbus. Like movies that feel like small and personal make me feel like make me feel more creative because it makes it feel more attainable. Mm-hmm. Like I've also I watched a movie, this girl, Hannah Marks, like wrote and directed and was in. And you know, she's like my age, and I had like a meeting with her, just talked to her, and I was like, oh, like I think watching things that make you feel like you can do something, like Thelma and Louise, we just watched that. I'd never seen that. I didn't realize that screenwriter, that was her first screenplay she'd ever written, and she won the Oscar for it.
Jeez.
So things, yeah, wow. So things like that'll affect me a lot. I mean, Singing in the Rain's like my favorite movie, and that's like gotten me through, like watching that has like gotten me through like really rough gigs on the road.
I've never seen.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! You have just so good. It's
you're a big
the
movie
best movie
person.
Of all time.
You're a big movie person, so I was curious to know what your answers would be.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. I mean, you know, it's like there's things that have a big impact on you and like change the way you think about things, which is like, you know, things like 13th. Like 13th had a huge impact on me.
Oh my god! Yeah. Like,
that's a great example. But then there's also ones that just really affect you. Like Sam and I are doing this movie podcast and, you know, he's shown me movies I'd never seen. Like I'd never seen Chinatown, which is like so good, but the ending's just brutal. And I was like, oh, I'm going to think about this for days.
Right.
I saw that movie Shia LaBeouf made where he played his dad.
Honey Boy?
Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
Oh my gosh.
Honey Boy.
Honey Boy, that's right.
Oh, I mean, that definitely affected me. Again, it's impact, effect, like, I guess it just depends on what you mean. But yeah, I feel like movies have changed the way I think about things, gotten me through really difficult parts of my life, distracted me. Like, I feel that way about movies.
Like, yeah.
A lot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
True stories are, you know, inspired by true stories are very impactful for me.
Yes.
It's like, oh, wow, that shit, that some version of that shit happened. That's fucking cool, you know?
Yeah.
What movie or book character are you most similar to?
We know what Delaney or Kelsey's going to say. Huh.
I don't think
Lisa from The Simpsons.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
I was going to say Hermione Granger, but that's kind of the same.
Oh, thing. Hermione.
I wouldn't say Hermione. You're not a nerd.
You don't think I'm a nerd?
No, I mean, you have nerdish qualities, but you're not, like, Hermione was, like, not cool.
Well, but in school, I was, like, that. I was, like, teacher's pet, like, raising my hand for everything, kind of, like, I don't want to say know-it-all, but, like, you
the
know.
Hall monitor,
Hall monitor. I would study really hard for tests, and then people would try to cheat off my tests, and I'd put my little arm bar up because I didn't watch I was that person. I was
such
like,
you're such a bummer to hang out with.
I was such a bummer. I was like, I did all this work. Why would you, you know, I'm thinking like, why would you get to cheat off me? Like, no, I was,
I was that way too. Yeah.
So yeah, Lisa Simpson, her mind, that sort of a vibe I relate to a lot.
My favorite, I don't know if I, this is why I feel like I relate to this character, but my favorite TV character is Ron Swanson.
yeah,
I feel very connected with Ron Swanson as a person, and I know it doesn't make sense because now I'm like, you know, a hippie vegan person, but I just like his overall vibe.
Yeah, you're like Lily Tomlin and Grace and Frankie now.
Oh yes, that's a good one. That's a good
I don't
one.
Know if I have one. Oh, I'm gonna say Woody from Toy Story because I have the oldest kid vibes where you're like, got to take care of everyone, but I'm also real jealous and petty.
Wow. What a reference. I would have never, ever
that's
thought
a good
that.
One.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Should we pick a few of these, or do you guys want to try and get through all these?
Yeah. Let's skip like the
Why
next.
Don't we all pick our favorite one out of what's left.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay. Okay, I think.
Oh,
ooh,
I got one.
There's so many good ones. All right, I have like two. I like what period in history had the best fashion?
Oh
and,
my god!
When does time pass fastest for you, and when does it pass the slowest? What about you guys?
Fashion, okay, well, I got nothing.
Let's answer those. Okay, so what period in history had the best? I think the 90s.
What?
Yeah.
The 90s was the worst.
It was the best. I fucking love it. I wish I could still wear all, like, that's why I dressed like the 90s for Halloween this past year. I had like my NSYNC concert shirt. I put my hair in butterfly clips. Like all the makeup, like the Bonnie Bell lip smackers and, oh my God, I fucking, choker necklaces. I loved the 90s. Bell bottoms. Oh my God. Well, I guess bell bottoms were what, 70s, but like,
yeah,
came back in the 90s. A little
bit. I like what's happening now.
Which You're is not just part of fashion right now. You're not doing anything right now. What are you talking about?
I like what I like. I like being comfortable at every.
That's not, every that's not fashion. You wearing your male fiance's clothes is not fashion. That's just what your life is. Where this is a different question than that.
I don't know. Taylor, do you have one?
You know, I mean, it's not comfortable, but I love how everyone dressed in the 50s. Like, that's why I like watching like period films and stuff. So
that's
I love
good one
that.
For you. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to, it's funny because I love it, but I wouldn't want to dress like that every day because it's not comfortable, but I just think it's so cute and so pretty to look at.
Yeah.
And if I was just like a wife in the 50s where that was my only job to like wear a skirt and know how to bake or something. There's something to me that's so like simple and cute about it. I've probably romanticized that, but I like what's happening now. I think the 90s, I mean, maybe I've just been watching a lot of Seinfeld, but Seinfeld, I mean, watch an episode of Seinfeld and tell me what you think of the 90s.
Right. Being a full-grown woman in the 90s versus being like a teenager or a kid in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Different. Okay.
Totally. Yeah, that's a really good point.
I can get on board with the 90s stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I probably dress the same. No. Yeah, I did that.
What's your other question you love, Tay?
Oh, the time.
When does time pass the fastest for you? And when does it pass the slowest?
Mm. Dude.
Quarantine, slowest.
Mm. Seriously. Fastest, if I'm working on a project, whether it's a personal project or a work type project, time flies. And slowest is, when I'm on my own.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the same for me too. When I'm hanging out with my sisters, time goes by really, really fast.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to appreciate every second of it. And then it goes by really slowly, like on the road by myself.
Yeah.
In a hotel room.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Talking to friends and family and stuff when you're having a really nice time, that shit flies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit flies. Kelsey, you have a last question you want to ask?
What quality do you wish you could change about yourself?
Oh.
Just one?
The perfectionism people pleaser thing. I wish I could really fucking squash that shit. I'm trying, it's a process. But I think it really holds me back from a lot of stuff.
Same. Yeah.
My anxiety. And I feel like that's included in that.
Yeah. Also, both of those for me, and also being impatient. I wish I was not so impatient with everything.
That's a good one.
How about you, Del? Do you have a question? Last question?
Yeah, let's see here. what random stranger has had the biggest impact on your life?
Oh,
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Do you have one, Del?
Do you have one?
I honestly didn't have one. Then something just popped up in my head. There was literally, there was a guy at a party once, and I don't know his name or anything about him, but he looked like Jesus.
Oh my God. And
I ended up getting in a conversation with him, and he was literally just like living off the land, living off the grid. For, I don't know, I think he was doing it for like a year or something, and just like talking.
How did he find out about the party?
I don't know, a friend. Maybe he's got a burner phone. Maybe he's got a burner phone under a rock somewhere. I have no idea where it was, or I can't even remember what point in my life was. I don't even know, but we were getting to some really deep, meaningful conversations. And then he kind of asked me about myself. And then literally I feel like he touched me on my shoulder or something. And he's like, you're going to be a peacemaker. And then he walked away and I've never seen him again.
That is bizarre.
Because I didn't know. I was like, I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing after college and stuff like that. And I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. And literally that's all he said to me. You're going to be a peacemaker. And then he walked away. Into the fucking wilderness. Don't know.
That is really weird. I don't even know what to say to that.
Not that I've like lived my life from what that guy said, but that guy pops up in my head a lot because it was such a weird interaction.
That is very bizarre.
I don't have like, is it an interaction with a random stranger?
Could be whatever. If you saw somebody do something, if they said something after a show, like anything like that.
I saw a little girl at the beach once who looked exactly like me when I was a kid.
Oh, weird.
Which was real freaky. I was like, I was probably like a teenager and she was like 8 and she looked exactly like me. And I was like.
Oh, weird.
No, that was weird.
I can't even answer that, to be honest. I cannot think of something right now. I'm sure if I had
pyramid scheme.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. This is what friends are for, to drudge up things that you yourself have blacked out of your memory. Absolutely. Absolutely. That was, thankfully not so impactful that it ruined my finances. I was able to get that $500 back within 24 hours. Thank God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it certainly, I learned a lesson of like, yeah, get your shit together. And if you're getting an itch for adrenaline or change in your life, paint a wall a fun color in your apartment. Don't buy into a pyramid scheme, you lunatic.
Yeah.
So. Just don't talk to people on planes. I mean, oh, that's one I have. There was a guy once when I was like 17 and I was flying to like a church gig. And the guy next to me was like, where are you going? What are you doing? And I said, I was doing comedy. And he said, well, tell me a joke. And I did. And he just went and turned his face to the front and never looked at me or talked to me again.
Oh,
and
my
I said,
God.
Never again will I run a joke past a stranger. Never again will I give into this.
All learned that at some point, and it's never a good story. It's never like, it doesn't end with the person laughing hysterically and being like, wow, that was delightful. It's always like, oh, that's why you don't do that, because the reaction is so terrible.
Oh my God. Wow.
That was fun.
That was good. We learned a lot.
We learned a lot. Let's read this iTunes review, and then I gotta go. So we can't do segments, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, I have an announcement I kind of need to make, but okay. Do you mind, Kels, do you want to just hop off and Taylor and I can finish it up?
Yeah, let me, I can read the iTunes review and then I'll get out of here. Okay, so this is from Sorry That Name Is Taken 333. It's titled Love, Love, Love. I discovered this podcast during COVID, so I'm happy for an additional distraction. I've heard of two of the ladies beforehand. I only wish I had known about the podcast sooner. I love the variety of topics and how naturally the conversation flows. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's really nice.
That's very nice. Thank you for being a listener.
Yes.
All right, you guys. I love you. I love you. I love both of you. I love the listeners. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, Kels. Taylor, do you have a segment of any kind?
Sure. I did a virtual show last night, which was my first time doing any kind of set.
Yeah.
In the last 3.5 months. The last time I was on stage was March 9th, I believe.
Yeah.
And so it's almost been 4 months exactly. And it was like so fun to be in a green room of some kind with other comics, even though we were all in masks and stuff. And do this like crazy, if you haven't seen it on my Instagram, go look at it. It's like this straight up like Black Mirror-esque
stage. Futuristic.
So futuristic, so cool. And like, I'm talking to the guys, hopefully we can do something in the future. Cause like, it's the closest thing I've felt to real stand-up that's virtual, because you are on a stage, there are lights, there's cameras, everybody's on this big wall so you can interact with people. I mean, it was the highest quality Zoom show that you could possibly do. And I think more people are probably going to try to do things like that, if would be my guess, because things just keep shutting down. So that, it was crazy. I was shaking the whole time. Really? I went short. Yeah.
What?
Really? But I also like tried a new bit and it worked. And I was like, this is great. Like it was, I already like feel a little better today. Cause you just go like, oh, that's right. I can do that thing.
Yeah. Whoa. That's so weird. Were you shaking just because it was, you haven't been on stage in a while, or just like you weren't sure how it was going to feel with them reacting via camera, like a delay of any kind or what?
I haven't been on stage in 4 months. I mean, I was, I had stage fright. I have stage fright again. Wow.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you got to do it. I'm really happy that you got to do that. My segment is kind of a, I don't know what to call it, but basically, I'm closing Dicks by Delaney. We are closing our doors. It's been a very hard decision. I've been grappling with it for several months. But basically it's at a point where I really kind of have to choose between a couple different paths, because I can't continue to like spread my time and energy across multiple businesses. And so it's really hard. It's really hard. That was a hard decision, because I had plans and a vision for it and goals and like things were in motion. I'm literally closing this business amidst like a new launch that we were going to be doing and everything. And I'm shutting it down, unfortunately. So this is the last month to buy digital Dick cartoons. If you want to get them, you can go to dicksbydelaney.com. The last day to get your order in would be the last day of July. So August 1st is we're officially, you know, closing. And so yeah, you know, stock up on whatever you want to, whatever you need, any kind of holiday orders you want to place, Valentine's Day, groomsmen gifts, bachelorette parties. You know, sorry, I've been a dick gifts, whatever you want to do. Now is the time to do it. And, yeah, so that's that. It was really hard because this business is my baby. It started as a happy accident in 2015 as a hobby. And then it slowly evolved and eventually was a business that enabled me to like leave my day job and like work for myself and work from home. And so I'm very grateful for, you know, what it allowed me to do. But now I have like a new dream job, which I'm very excited about. And so I really had to pick between two things I really enjoy. And I know that I'm making the right decision because basically my consulting business has grown so much and I absolutely love it. And I know that that's the work that I connect with the most. And so, yeah, it's going to be really weird to like be doing like kind of one thing in a way, like only having a couple things I do. That's never been my life. It's always been like a million different things. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who has supported this business. You guys have been there from the beginning, which is so weird. Like I remember announcing on Self Helpless that Dick's by Delaney was like officially open when I launched it. And just a big shout out to my incredible cartoonists, Riley and Sarah. Go support them. And they have just, you know, incredible work out there. And oh my gosh, I want to make sure I have their Instagram handle. Well, Riley is at Feline Rye, FELINERYE. And Sarah is at Sarah Kilcoyne Art, SARAHKILCOYNEART. So please continue to support my wonderful artist that worked for me for a while. And yeah, that's it.
That's huge.
Yeah. I cried about it. Cam ordered me food. It's official. So
yeah,
it's really hard to let go. Super hard to let go. I've been struggling with this decision for almost a year, like 6 months plus basically.
Yeah.
So,
and you did this with stand-up too. Like you've had to do that twice in the last few years. You have had to look at something that you thought was your end goal and go, oh, this was actually just a stepping stone for me.
Exactly. And it was so weird. Cause like when I launched it, I'm like, I know this is my way out of my day job. I don't know what comes after it though, but I know this is like my vehicle out of here. And then once I was there and I was doing it, although I love doing it much more than my day job, I knew like, okay, I'm not going to do this forever. I wonder like what's next. Or how am I going to scale this or what my next move is? I don't know. And now I feel like, you know, I kind of exhausted the options as far as I hired help. I hired, you know, a coordinator. I put things in place to see, can I keep this around in a different way? Because I'm very emotionally attached to it. I don't want to let it go. And yeah, I just, you know, I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but how cool is it that your consulting business is doing that well?
I'm so blown away and grateful. And the fact I love it so much and everything just clicks. I feel like my experience and my skill set has finally come together to make sense for me one like profession, basically in one area. And I've never felt that way before. I've always felt very fragmented across a lot of different things. And now I really feel like, oh shit, like I feel very much in my flow in this space. So yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about being able to devote more time to it and take on more clients because I've been limited for a little while. I've only been taking clients 2 days a week because I've been spread about, you know, in different areas and different businesses. So yeah, that's it, guys.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I love you. Thanks. And thank you. I mean, you guys have been such a huge support, you and Kelsey. Like, oh my gosh, when I was gearing up to launch that and doing it, like, you know, you guys were a huge part of that. So thank you for that.
Of course. I'm so glad I got one of those mugs. Now it's yes. like a collector's item. Yeah.
There you go.
Now that I don't have a job, I might have to sell it on the dark web.
All right. Anything else you want to say, Taylor? Like any other plugs or anything you want to direct people to? Or
You know, if you are listening to this, is important to me. With me and Sam, we've obviously taken the last few weeks off and we're trying to get back into, honestly, I've been spread very thin with various things, which I know sounds dumb because we're like in the middle of a pandemic, but crazy, you get busier when you have no job, as it turns out, because you have to like create jobs and, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things happening, you know, family wise and, just a lot of things. So we are getting back into it this week. So thank you guys for listening to that. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, I got nothing. If you just found the podcast and you haven't seen my special, Quarter Life Crisis on Netflix, and yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, everybody. Bye. Well, we love you and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content, ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at KelseyCook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at KelseyCookComedy. Twitter is at KelseyCook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album, Savor It, on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.